This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Carlos Alvarez on the line of Compassion International. We're going to be talking about the situation in Colombia with the Venezuelan migrants and kind of the overall crisis there. And we spoke to Carlos back in March. At that time, the situation was kind of in crisis mode. Aid was being blocked. Churches and believers were responding. Compassion was doing what they could to support them. So, Carlos, my first question for you today is kind of what's the update? Have things improved since 6 months ago?
Hello, Katie. It's good to be with you. Thanks for asking. The situation has actually worsened. A lot of people are keeping moving into Colombia. Actually, Colombia is the country that has received the most Venezuelans. Currently, we have 1.4 million Venezuelans in Colombia, according to the last report from United Nations and International Organization for Migration. And families keep moving, and especially with children that are with them. So a lot of people are moving in to other countries as well.
And if we look at the headlines, like I took a look recently, and it looks like Venezuela's kind of playing war games, so to say. They're doing military drills on the border in a few different areas. What does that mean for your work? I mean, I think you guys are in a border town, right?
Yes, we are. We are currently in Cúcuta. Our frontline church partners are actually receiving and attending families and children in the program. And I mean, sometimes with what the governments do and all these military rehearsals, it got you really aware of probably the situation could be worse in it. And it might give you a little bit in prevention or maybe scared of what could happen. But on the field, families keep praying and keep hoping that the situation will probably ease down a little bit, and that they don't get in the midst of this governmental disputes.
And I understand some of the churches and believers that Compassion supports, they're taking in these Venezuelan families and doing what they can to help. What impact does that have on the Venezuelans? Are they more open to Christ? And I know these are, you know, Orthodox countries in the sense that they tend to be Catholic, but how does the compassion maybe of people maybe open doors to talk about the gospel?
Well, yeah, that's great response from church partners and from the Christians in churches for Venezuelans. They are actually being more open to the gospel, and even people moving from churches, Christian churches in Venezuela, moving into Christian churches in Colombia, and have found really good acceptance, and they have embraced them, and they have they're very, very connected to their current situation, and they're mobilizing evangelical teams, and we're currently actually benefiting 700 families and 1,410 migrant children, including 27 pregnant migrant mothers that are in very high vulnerable situation, and almost 1.5K registered beneficiaries are involved in all the emergency first aid response. We're currently working with them for them to have basic food, sanitation, health, social, emotional, and spiritual support. And actually, in the disaster response and emergency response, we have created two friendly child spaces that includes child protection prevention activities. And this is a site called La Fortaleza with a church partners, and they're being great on receiving the families and children. Actually, 180 families are currently attending local church partner services, Christian services, and 32 parents and 14 youth have been baptized. So that's been an amazing response and a great acceptance in that sense as well.
It's such a highlight when you get these troublesome headlines, for sure. As people hear this on the radio or they read it on the website, what can they do to help? Is there any way to pray, give, go? Could you talk about that?
Certainly. What people can definitely keep doing is praying for us, praying for the children, and praying for the families that are moving and are currently in high vulnerable situation. Early childhood diseases are getting worsening, and definitely if they want to help, they can send over their donations, and we can actually mobilize to help the churches so that they can, and we can actually, we are training them and we are working with them for them to best help the children. One activity that was recently very, very impactful was actually a soccer game between Venezuelan children and Colombian children, and that got them so integrated that they actually forgot that they were in a really crisis situation, and they were brothers and sisters playing together. So definitely your donations, prayers are getting to help the children and the families, and the Christian churches. It's been there to wonderfully respond to this humanitarian situation that it doesn't seem that it's going to be decrease, but it actually is going to increase, and any help that we can receive from people, from churches, will be very, very well accepted and definitely will helpful on the situation.
What is, this is my final question for you. What do you want the everyday person here in America or Canada to know and understand about this crisis? Like if you could sum it up in one final thought, what would that be?
Well, in the U.S. and America, you are most familiar with people coming from other countries to look for refuge. And please keep connected. Please don't forget that this is happening in the backyard. And it's a lot of people suffering from have to leave their homes and have to leave what they know, what they're used to, and coming into the unknown, coming into the what families need to face for violence, robbery, murder, or anything, any kind of situations. So if you can pray and you can be aware of what's happening, not only at the governmental or public media level, but also on the day-to-day day of a family that has been displaced and have no place to stay or the head to rest. And children definitely are coming along with that. So other organizations are working with us together. Actually, we've joined the interagency group to respond to the migrant and refugee situation. And a lot of people are involved in the response. So this is really an emergency situation, if you may, and that they can keep connected and keep looking into what God is doing as well in our countries. So thank you for your prayers as well.
Yeah, amen. That wraps up my questions. Anything else you want to add or something I missed?
No, just wanted to thank you for the opportunity to share on what Compassion International is doing. We are very field-focused and church-based oriented so that we can respond to this situation as our child development programming continues along the way. As I mentioned last time, we have been there for a number of years and churches are responding according to their capacity, but we don't want to overwhelm their capacity. At the same time, we want to help them and provide security and also join with other organizations to support the work that they're doing. Thank you so much, and I appreciate the space on this big crisis that needs to be told and needs to be out there for the people to hear.